The early warning system in Styria.
Die ganze Gegend ist voller Feuer, Rauch und großes Donnern, welches wohl erschrecklich anzusehen. Noch erbärmlicher aber ist es, dass sie alles Lebendige darniederhauen. Was für ein Lamentieren, Schreien und Laufen unter den Bauersleuten anzutreffen, kann ich nicht genügsam beschreiben.
What was so dramatically described by one Johann Elligast in 1706? He was the administrator of the East Styrian dominion of Kapfenstein, was a terrifying reality for the people who lived through the Kuruks War. He tells of fire, smoke, and terrible noise, the destruction of life, and the awful lamenting and screams he heard. Such devastating, ruinous events had, however, already been a sad reality for people who had lived through the numerous wars of earlier centuries. This is why attempts had been made at least to warn people, to enable them to escape. People resorted to various early warning systems in order to do this. In really urgent situations, alerting people through written or oral warnings led to a huge loss of time, which is why acoustic and visual methods were implemented, such as the ringing of bells or the passing on of messages using mirrors and flares. Such methods could only work on a small scale, however, and so were only effective in a limited way. Far better suited to this purpose was the early warning fire signal system. The basis of this was stacks of logs that were piled up to visible heights over a large area, and which could be lit when necessary. Differing numbers of shots from double hook or small alarm cannons indicated the level of danger. If a watch team saw a burning pile of logs on a nearby hill and heard shots, then it would give the sign that had been very precisely determined in advance. In this way, a whole chain of early warning fires and alarm signals would develop. Thanks to the fact that church priests and town criers had already informed people of the meaning of the shots and fire signals, this early warning fire signal system was relatively effective. It often happened, though, that this system could not be implemented due to fog or rain. If the threat was a small one, important news would be brought cross-country by fast messengers on horseback. Such quick messages were called Zeitobriefe, swift letters. Losing one of these swift letters could mean the death penalty for the messenger if the envelope bore the sign of the gallows.